So I compiled a few ideas that I think would be worth considering in terms of why it is clear that for those who are either in the paranoid state or in the state of analyzing the state of Maya, the condition of the apparent world, why it is indeed that the world is dying. And I think there are seven main reasons for that, naturally. The first is that if we look around at the world, we are all experiencing the death of the principle of law. Okay? It was law, first in the form of dharma, spiritual law, the law of the Father, the law of God, that kept people honest, that kept cultures producing a goodness and fairness. It's law that is necessary to ensure freedom. You can have anarchy, but you can only have anarchy that works successfully if people have internalized the law, if they are following the golden rule, if they are nonviolent toward one another. Then indeed, you don't need governmental superstructures to protect people. You don't need police. You don't need prisons. If everyone would follow the yogic yamas and niyamas, there would be no need for legal structures because the law would be embedded as culture itself. But once that got lost, then law had to become formalized. But the more it was formalized, the more then that the ego was able to use its cleverness to corrupt the letter of the law and make the fine print serve those who were in favor of inequality and oppression, etc. So the principle of law that is dependent upon the relationship of the human to the divine, of man to God, because the source of law, the divine right, not only of kings, but of powers of legitimate authority in whatever form they emerge, have to come from beings who have the wisdom, the purity of heart, the generosity of spirit that has come as a result of their yoga, of their renouncing the greed, the attachment, the favoritism, cronyism, all of the attributes of the ego that are the cause of the downfall and the loss of coherence of modern culture. So law as a principle of our being has to return to us, because once you get the corruption of law, it spreads through every faculty and institution of society, and it turns into its evil twin, its opposite. So you now have the medical industry that is no longer healing, but is actually killing people. You have the media that's supposed to spread information and truth that's spreading lies and disinformation. And you have religions that are producing heresies and dependence on matter rather than on spirit for the healing of the human being. And you have, in every institution, you have a corruption and a reversal of its original intention that is now serving greed and the powers that can intimidate by threatening violence, etc. And you have people collapsing, caving in to the demands to act in ways that are clearly evil, or at least without concern for the ultimate consequences of their actions, and their concern is only their own immediate gain or survival. So once you have the fish, you know, rots from the head down, so the society, once the government becomes lawless, which is the situation today, the institutions that should be protecting the law are violating it. They have become the lawless engineers of social collapse and destruction. And once that happens, then all egos mimetically feel the right to become lawless. If the government is lawless, if the president is lawless, the prime minister, and they're all violating the very mandates that they're telling everyone to follow, and this is public information even, they're flaunting their own recognition that this is all a joke. And so then it becomes the same for every ego then. And there is no legitimacy, no higher authority, and everyone is in it for themselves, and every ego feels it has a right to steal, to kill, to lie, to break all the Ten Commandments or even more, and not to care about their fellow. There's no more, am I my brother's keeper? That question is thrown out. And yet there's a herd mentality that will follow, but out of fear of intimidation, not out of following the law. So we have the production of lawlessness en masse. And this makes it, of course, very difficult to reestablish a bedrock upon which a new culture can be formed. The trust between human beings has been deliberately cut, and social distancing and masking and all of that has contributed to that loss of connection, loss of trust, loss of belief, loss of faith in people's in fellow humanity. So this is a vibrational frequency now that is at large in the culture, and that we all have to deal with as one of the aspects of living in a dying world. Secondly, there is the fact that everyone is coming to grips with now that a social collapse, a global social collapse of the entire international, not just the national systems, is being engineered deliberately. And largely because the financial system was bankrupt, and in order to preemptively get ahead of that, they have engineered this. It's not an accident. It's not a result of simply bad weather. Even the weather is now controlled and deliberately distorted by technological means. So we have a situation where we are dealing with an intentionality of destruction that is being imposed. And therefore, the forces that are supposed to be trying to recuperate normality, as it was anti-pandemic, are actually working toward a different outcome. So this has already resulted largely in the destruction of the middle classes, of most small businesses, and of let's say, neighborhood cultures, grassroots connectivity, and the collapse is moving into every level of our lives, including destroying the bonds, the social bonds between among families, between members of a couple, and generational connectivity. Gender connectivity, even identity being now thrown into chaos. So there are no longer any master signifiers that hold the culture together. And there is a loss of that kind of cohesion. People being prevented from going to churches and synagogues allegedly because of pandemic to protect them is also to cause a disconnect from those gatherings that would inspire and uplift the spirits of people. So there's a deliberate, depressive intention to create more anxiety, more despair, more hopelessness. And we're all dealing with that kind of a social vibration as well. Thirdly is the question of censorship. We all know about it, and we know how people are being kicked off of major platforms for quote-unquote unacceptable opinions, even if they are scientifically based, even if they are something that have been stressed by the mainstream at another time, but if they're not the current party line, they're out of bounds. And this goes along with a dumbed-down educational system that people have suffered with for a long time. But we have destroyed, literally, the human species' ability to think and the feeling of the safety in thinking independently. You are punished for it. You are ridiculed. You are smeared. You are attacked. You are marginalized. You can be eliminated. And often with extreme prejudice. So the capacity for critical independent thinking is being lost. You're being told what you must think. And this is nothing other than the turning of the world into a cult. It's very important that we understand this. Sat Yoga, which is often smeared as being a cult, is actually an anti-cult. The world is the cult in which you're no longer allowed to think. You're no longer allowed to question authority. You're no longer allowed to have ideas that are not acceptable to the mainstream. But once we lose our ability to think, our entire consciousness crumbles. It falls away. We fall into sleep. We lose what is truly best in us, truly alive in us. Our humanity is being destroyed by the censorship that is increasing causing a disconnect in the conversations that we have together that enable us to have a meeting of the minds, to have a sense of unity, of understanding of what is real, what is true, what is valid. All of that is being destroyed by these propagandist disinformation methods that are now, of course, very high tech and difficult to overcome.